Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to yet another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray. And no, we keep telling you we're in our studio inside Renaissance Bank, but we're not. We're still virtual, hoping to get there, back there someday soon. You know, the minute I change that intro, folks, will be the day we go back. So maybe I need to change that intro, but we'll see. Anyway, no, folks, we love the good people at Renaissance Bank. They've done a tremendous job for small businesses in our local market, and particularly in PPP loans. They made a bunch of loans to customers that were not customers. And so go check them out. They are big enough to handle pretty much any need you're going to have as a small business, but small enough to do it personally. And try me out. Test me on this. Go to renaissancebank.com. Find your local office, some 200 across the South ready to serve you, and give them a call and see if a real person answers the phone. And I think you'll find they will. And then you can make an appointment and go see them. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Daryl Cobbin. And Daryl is with the A-Pledge. Daryl, welcome.
How you doing there, John? You mentioned my full name there, John, of Daryl Cobbin. And I'm going to implore you to please refer to me as DC.
DC.
Whenever anyone says my full name, which my mother has said many times, may she rest in peace and in power, I think I've done something wrong, John. So I don't want to feel like I've done something wrong when you podcast here.
No one ever does anything wrong on this show. So we can't. So DC, it is. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for that. And and blessings to your mom. So. There you go. Indeed. Indeed. So DC, the A Pledge, talk a little bit about what that's all about.
So the A Pledge, I'm going to take a step back, John, before I move forward.
Sure.
So on April 4th of 1968, at a little after 6 p.m. in Memphis, unfortunately, Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated.
Right.
And he was there speaking on behalf of sanitation workers. And he wasn't talking about civil rights at this point. He was talking about economics. He was talking about money. And so that was the point where the beloved Dr. King was assassinated. Now let's come to the A Pledge. Obviously, Dr. King, pastor here at Ebenezer Church here in Atlanta. The A Pledge is taking that which he talked about on that evening, about economics and equality economically, and advancing that, starting in the area of marketing and advertising. This is about getting more Black and brown people in Atlanta specifically to be a part of a community that defines itself by its ability to tell stories and narratives. And so that's why the A Pledge exists.
So talk about how it all came together. I mean, and why 2020, and what were the drivers behind the A Pledge?
All right, so I got to give a shout out to Jeff and Mike. These are two of the founding members of the A Pledge. So Jeff has wanted to do this for a while. I think he said up to 6 years. So the question, John, is, so why now? Well, now there are a lot of organizations now that have sort of gotten religion, if you will, about doing the right thing in culture generally as it relates to people of color, specifically Black people. So there's a before May 25th, 2020, and an after May 25th, 2020. So this is when George Floyd was strangled to death. So you have a lot of companies and people that want to do the right thing. I think for Jeff, he saw an opportunity at this moment to say, we are in the field that defines what people think and feel and how they behave. And this may be the golden era to use those capabilities and skill sets to create a plan that invites people in to use the same level of KPIs, the same level of accountability, John, that we use in our businesses. the same way that we pour over our P&Ls, this may be the moment in time to do that as it relates to getting more people of color into the field of advertising and branding, both at clients and at agencies. So that's why I believe this was his moment and why he asked the rest of us to join him. Mm.
Talk a little bit. I want to get into the specifics about what you're trying to accomplish, because there's some short-term elements and some long-term elements to this, but we'll get into that. Let's give a shout-out to some of the Atlanta agencies and brands that are involved in this effort.
Please. All right. So we've got multiple agencies that are involved through some of the founding members. Dagger is a firm that's one of the founding firms. Media Frenzy is another one of the firms. There are multiple more. Obviously, Dragon Army. This is Jeff's firm. Mm. These are just some of the firms that have been involved in founding this. And we've also had some firms join us right away. Said, yes, I'm taking the pledge. Mm. And to all of those, we say thank you very, very much, because that is the first step, is taking the pledge. We're not expecting, John, this is a 10-year mission we're on. Mm. We've got goals up to 2030. Mm. We're not expecting to solve everything in January of 2021. So join now, and we will walk you through the process of developing the plan and then reaching the objectives and benchmarks over the course of 10 years.
Folks, we're here with DC. and that's all you need to know. DC with the A pledge. DC, you've got your own day job, shall we say, brand positioning doctors. So your firm has got its own level of involvement as well. Why don't you, let's give a quick overview of what you do there.
All right. So I'll briefly speak to that.
Yeah, please.
I don't want to spend too much time on me, but I do appreciate the opportunity, John. So our firm, Brand Positioning Doctors, we specialize in brand strategy. Mm-hmm. We've been described in one of two ways, the CMO, CMO, or the agency's agency. I've been a head of marketing, as my business partners have also worked deeply in the marketing space. And what I found when I was working inside of a corporate environment, John, is that I didn't have time to really put my brain on something for 30 or 40 hours straight. I was managing earnings releases. I was managing departments, budget machinations, et cetera. So what we do is we serve as a CMO level brain to bring things together that CMOs need to be solved. And oftentimes that's strategy based.
Mm. Awesome. Now let's get back to the A pledge and let's talk a little bit about, I guess, the short term versus the long term. I mean, there are things that you, as you said, that are going to take years to really accomplish, years of effort to accomplish. Let's talk about what you aim is here in the short run.
All right. So let me just acknowledge this as we do, as all members of the A pledge. We know we aren't the only ones doing this. Mm. So we are quite thankful that we are part of many different initiatives with a similar objective. So I want to start with that. But the first step is to actually join, to actually say, yes, we recognize that in Atlanta, our agency and or our company does not reflect the way the population looks in Atlanta. Mm. It does not. It's out of balance. So first, acknowledge that's the case and then say, okay, we're willing to join the pledge, knowing that there's going to be a process of us getting to where our company, our firm, looks like the city where we happen to reside, Atlanta. So the first step is acknowledge. Wow. Okay. So 62% of the population in Atlanta is people of color, and that's not how our firm looks. Mm. So let's start with that, an acknowledgement, then the pledge, and then those are the first two steps. Those are easy, by the way, John.
Sure.
Are easy. Right. Now the longer term plan is, what are the tools and metrics needed to help get you, should you decide to take the pledge, to get you to from where you are to where you want to be? So this is where we have a series of things. You can there's training that's involved. There are metrics that we will help you and your firm go through. We will walk hand in hand with you in the measurement over time. We will serve as a sounding board for your hiring practice. We're not human resource professionals per se. We're marketing and advertising professionals, but we will help you in this domain. So those are the longer term things so that in 2030, your firm does look like Atlanta.
In each of the firms in the pledge that have taken the pledge, each of them are a little different. Each of them have a different profile. What are each of them committing to? Is that something unique to them, or is there some unique, or is there some common pledge that each of them are committing to?
All right. So the common pledge is that we want all firms to agree that by 2030, the composition of their entire team, including leadership, John, not just lower level, but including leadership, reflects the population of Atlanta. So that's the long-term goal. That's common among all. But as you say, we have different partners. Some are in the social media space. Some are in the traditional above-the-line media space. Some of them are in sports. Some of them are in entertainment. Some clients are in the insurance category. So there are myriad different types of firms that have said, yes, we're going to walk this journey with you. Now, do some of them need different things? Of course, John. So let's say you got a firm and it's like a 10-person firm. Well, that kind of a firm, you say, listen, it right now it's like 70% white male. Okay, you can't just flip a switch and say, okay, we want you to flip all of that because you just got 10 people. All right. But when you got a larger firm, they may need something different. So we're sensitive to size of the firm rather than just treating them all as homogenous firms. And as I said earlier, John, is that because in the founding base, the founding members are all from different size firms. We've got clients that are a part of the founding group. We've got agency heads that are a part of the groups. We've got heads of marketing. Because we have that different skill set, we're able to be sensitive to the differences of those who join in the pledge.
What does the marketing and advertising agency, I guess the demographic of both the firms themselves and then the leadership of those firms, how does that compare to other industries? Ahead, about the same? I mean, what does that look like right now?
All right. Here's what I'd like to be able to say to you, John, that in marketing and advertising, somehow our industry is head and shoulders of versus other industries, call it tech or finance, et cetera. It isn't, unfortunately. It isn't. So I would say, based on the data, we're not far and away better, slightly better, marginally better in terms of composition of people of color, but not, especially at the leadership levels, not markedly better. So then the question then becomes, why is that the case? So why is that the case? In spite of efforts, and by the way, John, there have been Herculean efforts made to try to change this, but it isn't changing. It isn't changing. And so what we thought is that maybe rather than taking it top down at a national level, John, which seems not to be that effective, if we at the A Pledge go bottom up. So many of the agencies in the A Pledge are independent, John. They're not owned by a major network. And so we think that because we are starting with, and by the way, we want all agencies in, whether they're owned by a large firm or not. We think our independence allows us to play a little more aggressively in holding other firms accountable to the pledge. So we don't have to be like, I didn't have to go get clearance from 9 different PR people, you know, 8 levels up in an organization to have this interview with you. No, just one.
Right.
Katie said, hey, listen, we'd like you to talk to John. I'm here talking to you and I'm giving it to you in that way. So we think grassroots, bottom up, independence is key. And we also think local is key. Like, reflect your city. We want to reflect Atlanta. That's different than Portland.
Sure.
That's different than Seattle. But in Atlanta, this is, he said, let's look like Atlanta. Chicago should look like Chicago. Miami should look like Miami. This is the thing that we believe is different.
Folks, we're here with DC. I like that. I like just ending it that way, right? DC is with the A Pledge. So you said something there that I think is really important, particularly for white business leaders. Mm-hmm. It's easy to say diversity, inclusion,
yep,
and think you're talking about the same thing.
This is a great point, John.
Right? But it's not.
No.
Because you talked about the difference in, I guess, the frontline, your early team, your less experienced team,
yep.
And then leadership, right?
Yes. Yes.
And that's where you start getting into diversity versus inclusion.
Correct.
So talk a little bit more about that, how that plays out with the A Pledge.
Important about the A Pledge, and this is one of the primary reasons why I decided to join. Right now, by the way, we have a podcast and our producer says, never say anything to date the podcast, but I'm going to do it now. So please forgive me, John, and your producers. They may say, oh, why did he do that? But we're sitting here now on December 14th of 2020. Mm-hmm. And so what's just been announced is the approval, the FDA approval of the COVID vaccine by Pfizer. And I think it's called BioNTech.
Sure.
Okay. I am extremely happy about this. I'm happy for humanity that this is the first of many. But here's how vaccines work. Now, by the way, I'm not a medical doctor, nor am I a scientist, but I play one on podcasts. So just indulge me for a second. When you get a vaccine, a flu shot, and in this case, a COVID shot, what they say to you is that you're going to experience mild symptoms, perhaps. Might get a little fever, a little soreness. It's because the antidote includes some of that, which is the pandemic itself. Mm. You cannot solve the issue without having some of it in the solution, some of the problem in the solution. In the A Pledge, here's what's different. And this is the difference, diversity and inclusion. I'm coming back to your question, John, is that Jeff and Mike are CEOs of agencies. They are white men. Mm-hmm. And this problem isn't going to get solved, John, unless CEOs and presidents and senior level folks who are white men decide it should be addressed. So if you happen to be a CEO and you're looking at your ELT and it's populated with predominantly white males, and you think that, well, if sort of the lower levels, if I kind of do the A Pledge there, that's not going to work. Mm. That's not going to work. We want the A Pledge to be recognized at all levels. So don't say to yourself, we'd like to include more people of color in the junior levels, but we will not diversify the senior levels. Hmm. Both have to be done.
Good words here from DC with the A Pledge, and also brand positioning doctors. I'll mention your firm again. So talk about the accountability piece, because again, as we were talking before we came on the air, I think there have been a lot of these initiatives announced, not just this year, this year, but over the years. Yeah. You mentioned this industry has been subject to a number of them.
Yes.
What makes this pledge unique in terms of the accountability piece of it?
All right. So one that we think, John, in terms of accountability is, we could sum it up in a word, it's called a scorecard. Mm. So none of us in the marketing and advertising profession can get anything done unless we have data to support what it is we are attempting to do. And that can be done through a scorecard. So we are working with those that take the pledge on the development of a scorecard for their firm that they will adhere to. The second thing, John, that we're doing that's different is that we're going to make the results of those who take the pledge public. Mm. So just know when you take the pledge and then you agree these are the things you're going to do and we develop the scorecard, your results are going to be posted where your peers can see them. A little bit different, John, when that public accountability kicks in. When it's private, it's like, I didn't make this year's numbers. It's okay. Well, now your peers are going to see you didn't make this year's numbers. Now, I want to go ahead and positive. On the other hand, your peers will applaud you when you do make your numbers.
Sure.
So that's the second thing that's public. That is public. That's unique. And the third one is, I'm going to be ringing this bell over and over again, is that it's Atlanta. Mm. Like the black and brown creative class in Atlanta is unique. These are some of the most talented marketing people, solopreneurs in the world. I just read an article one of our clients sent over about creative houses that are popping up. Two of them are here in Atlanta, filled mostly with young black people who do social media, TikTok and IG, et cetera. Mm. That's all happening here in Atlanta. This is talent that firms can access. This is talent that firms can collaborate with. So that makes Atlanta different as well. And that's why it's the A pledge.
So one of the things that strikes me about this, DC, is I guess one of the virtues of it being local is it's a little easier to get your arms around it, right? I mean, because when you're talking about some big national announcement, some big national effort, a national pledge, boy, I mean, that's a big nut to crack. But if you're talking about something local, it's a whole lot easier to get your arms around it and move the needle, right?
Agreed. I learned something, John, from another Atlanta executive way, way back. He used to work at Turner and then at Coca-Cola. His name is Steve Heyer. And he used to say this: think big, start small, scale fast. He had this three sort of phrase that he would talk about. And so because we are starting local and we're starting with a combination of clients and independent firms, we do believe that it's snackable. Like you can bite off and then you know that, oh, there's someone here who understands my market who can help with me. They're not going to try to bring some national thing raining it down. We know what these Atlanta businesses are dealing with because we've been in Atlanta for years. Now, the other thing that it does in terms of accountability with Atlanta is that what a firm can't do to us in the A pledge is say, well, we can't find anyone. Like, we can call BS on that. No. We're here. Mm-hmm. We find people. Mm-hmm. And we can help you find people. So we think that's part of the allure, we hope, of the fact that we're here in Atlanta.
Now, let's talk about the firms that are black, brown owned. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing to talk about white-owned firms having more diversity, inclusion, you know, increasing their numbers, as you said.
Yep.
It's a whole nother thing to talk about giving a black-owned firm a seat at the table to pitch a client relationship, right? I mean, let's talk to those firms that are looking to get, you know, a seat at the table to pitch the good work they do.
I'm glad that you asked that question, John. At the end of the day, what this is about, I'm going to go right back to when I talked about Dr. King on April 4th of 1968. This is about creating black and brown wealth. Mm-hmm. And so that doesn't happen until, as you say, black and brown firms are not only at the table, but they're eating at the table.
Right.
Not just invited to come see. Look at these other people eating at the table. Mm. You get to eat as well. And so in that regard, we're approaching it two ways. One is the identification of these firms and sort of raising them up. And the second is Atlanta is a market where there are a lot of folks who are like subject matter experts. They've got a firm and they specialize in one area, but folks don't know about them, like photographers, for example. Mm. Like there are a couple of photographers here in Atlanta. They are superb. Derek Blanks is one. Leo Marshall is another. These gentlemen are exceptional. But a lot of the big companies may not know that. Mm. And so we are going to be connecting these folks to different firms and agencies so they can not only get a seat at the table, John, but that they can eat at the table.
Mm, great words from DC with the A pledge. Lots of initials there. I like that. so DC, let's talk about one other constituency, and that's the client side of it, right? So what are we asking the clients, the consumers, let's say, those businesses that consume the services of marketing and advertising agencies, what are we asking them to do to help this effort?
Two things in Atlanta. As the client, have your own house look like Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
and then require the agencies, the many agencies that you hire, to also look like Atlanta. Really simple. Mm-hmm. Really simple. If you want to do business with us as a client, we want your firm to look like Atlanta, not today, but by 2030. And we will set the example as a client by doing the same thing ourselves. That's all we're asking them to do. That's it. And by the way, John, you know this well, when the client says do it, that's the game changer.
It's amazing how quick the needle moves when that happens, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. When the client says do this, it's like, okay, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that.
There you go. DC, this has been great. And obviously this is a kudos to the industry here in Atlanta coming together with this. I know will be folks that want to reach out, would like more information, would like to be in touch. Why don't you let them know how they can do that?
All right. So thank you, John. You can go to the A Pledge, THEA, and then the word pledge.com or at the A Pledge. By the way, I want to do a shout out to the person that helped set this up, Katie Kearns.
Yeah.
So she's on the team. She's one of the founding members. She's at Media Frenzy. That's one of the firms. So you may also reach out to her directly, and she can sort of guide any discussions you may be having and wanting to know more about this. And there are several of us that will chat. Shannon Watkins, who's the head of marketing at Aflac here in the Columbus area of Georgia. She did an interview last week. Jeff will do some. So reach out to us through that, any of those social handles or theapledge.com.
DC from the A Pledge, thanks so much for being with us. It's been a pleasure.
John, thanks for having me. I started by talking about my mom. May I conclude by talking about my mom?
Please.
So my mother had many sayings. One of them, when I was making friends as a young person, John, she would say, baby, with these friends you're making, make sure the audio matches the video. That's what she would say, John.
Mm.
And so what I would say in closing to those who are interested in taking the pledge, let's make certain that the audio of all of the goodwill that has happened over the last several months equals the video. Let's put action behind the words.
Mm. Wise words from the mom of Daryl Cobbin. Better known as DC. That's awesome. Good Thanks, words. Man. Thanks so much again for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, great pleasure. Folks, just a quick reminder, if you've got some headaches in your business that involves administrative tasks, maybe bookkeeping, maybe you've got some graphics work that needs to be done, and you're spending your time on that and you really need to outsource it to somebody that knows that stuff better than you do, I've got an answer for you that involves picking up the phone and calling the chief executive angel at Office Angels, S.E. Escobedo. Now, my suggestion to you is just pick up the phone and call her. But if you're shy, you can go to the website, officeangels.us, and check her out. My suggestion is just give her a call, and she'll be glad to help you. And explain what the problem is, and she'll be send an angel in. They fly in on the as needed or ongoing basis to do the work and get it done. And tell her that her friend John Ray sent you, so she knows that she is getting the shout out that she deserves. And she does work for me, so that's why I love what they do. Folks, just another quick reminder that we're on all the major podcast platforms. So if you'll follow us there, we would appreciate it. North Fulton Business Radio is the search term. We would love it if you give us a great review. And it's not about me. It's not about the show. It's about the guest we have, because we want to get them the exposure that they should have. Great folks like DC and the A Pledge, get them the exposure, and the other 300 plus guests that we've had actually closer to 600 guests, over 300 shows that we've had here over the last 4 years. So it's all about getting folks that need them to them. That's what it's all about. Matching up audio and video. I like that. So that's what DC suggested. Let's do that, folks. Help our business owners out that we promote here. So for my guest, DC, Daryl Cobbin with the A Pledge, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.